July 29, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Three Wednesday guests, Dr. Steve Martin talking sports medicine, 725. Dane Young, UGASports.com, talking Georgia football, getting ready for their season, their practice to open up in their fall camp. And Andrew Oliphant, we've got a bunch of golf to get to. Can't wait. We'll do that all today. The Wednesday producer, Miss Ashby Mixon. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. How are we this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. Hope you are too. How is, well, I say normally I don't see you from Friday on. I saw you on Sunday though.
This is true.
You were, volunteering Sunday dinner with a twist, which is cool and interesting and get to meet some great people. So that's pretty cool.
Oh yeah. It was awesome to meet Mr. Red after all this time and get to see the work he's doing. Had a blast. You're probably sick of me at this point, four times in 1 week, but
I'll manage somehow, some way. I'll muster up the
push through.
Tolerance through all that. Yeah, that's interesting watching those people and all that. So it's good to see everybody out there on Sunday, and it's a great cause for sure. Besides Sunday from 3 to 5, what else is going on in your world?
What is going on in my world? I have been working, hung out with some friends this past weekend, which was great. I'm going to Savannah this weekend. That'll be fun.
Have you been to Savannah before?
First time. Going to be my first time.
All right. How long are you going? Friday to Sunday to Monday? What's your trip
plan? I think Friday to Monday is the plan.
Okay. Give it to you now. Mrs. Wilkes is in Savannah, Georgia. Go ahead and write this down. Just find it on your, put it on your phone, put it in your whatever right now. Okay. Mrs. Wilkes, it is at 107 West Jones Street. Let me give you the history here. Southern towns used to be boarding houses where you can find a simple, quiet room and a communal dining room that offered at least two hearty meals a day. Boarding house food was for locals as well and among working class laborers. Anyway, 1943, a young Selma Wilkes took over boarding house in historic downtown Savannah. It's a really cool building too, and built this restaurant.
Oh, yes, please.
And it's absolutely amazing.
Yes, please.
So it's now at 11 o'clock, the doors open, and the lunch crowd gets it, but they start lining up early to get in. And actually, you can stay there. I didn't know that. But
a little B&B action. I love it.
But it's family style. And so the meats, you know, it's fried chicken, sausage, beef stew, and meatloaf. But the veggies, cabbage, snap peas, macaroni, cheese, butter, beans, black-eyed peas, squash, rice and gravy, mashed potatoes, candied yams, pickled beets. And this is what they serve every day.
That sounds incredible.
Every day.
All right.
So, you know, Paula Deen's restaurant is there. Everybody talks about Paula Deen, and so the locals there, I spoke to the Savannah Touchdown Club 1 year, and they're like, no, we're not going to Paula Deen's. That's a tourist trap. We're going to Miss Wilkes.
And they were right.
The Wilkes House, and it's open Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. So go, enjoy it. It's going to be awesome, and let me know how it goes.
Thank you for the rec, and thank you for the local textures getting in. I appreciate y'all. Somebody says got to go to Pirate House and Trailer Park. All right. I'm feeling really good about this now. Thanks, guys.
Trailer Park is not spelled Trailer Park. It's spelled something
EYLOR.
Yeah.
Little play on words action.
Yeah.
I love it.
Pirates.
I'm very excited. That's one of the, like, southern cities that I've just never been to. So, yeah. I don't know. I think it's like 5 hours. Easy money. Going to be a good weekend. Going to be a good week.
You are you're young and you've got this, but you don't mind getting a car and driving 5 hours.
Oh, see, to me, I'm so used to going home.
Yeah.
Home is...
Which is 4.5?
It's anywhere from 4 to... It's taken me 7 before with Atlanta.
That's what's bad is now you can't, you know... Every time I get on an interstate on a trip, it's going to be a wreck somewhere. And I'm going to sit there for an hour.
I called my mom my freshman year coming home from Clemson, from Atlanta, in tears. And I was like, I'm never going to be able to come home. This
never.
Is horrible. And then you get used to it. Now, for me, like, you know, it's no big deal. But
there's no way around Atlanta. I mean, 285 is around Atlanta, but you have to go through Atlanta.
Yep. Get ready.
Yeah. And there's no good time to go through Atlanta.
Honestly, though, like, I thought when I was in Charlotte a couple weeks ago, I thought the Charlotte traffic was worse than what I've seen in Atlanta recently.
Charlotte traffic is awful.
It's so bad.
Why would anybody live in Atlanta or Charlotte?
Love you, our Atlanta and Charlotte listeners.
I mean,
let
why?
Us know.
Why? I spoke to the Columbia-Clemson Club for several years, and every year I go down there, I was like, why do y'all live here? This place is a dump. And they kept having me back.
Come upstate.
Yeah. Anyway, so have a safe trip there. You'll love that. It's great. What are we doing in segment two today?
If you're not already talked out about it, let's talk some Clemson baseball with Kanat coming back, what that looks like for the future of that staff. I'm kind of excited about it.
I am too. I spent the last 2 days, and I'll go over today, final day of Eric Backett's baseball camp, and Drake's just having a blast. I had to tell Dabo that I asked him what's better, Dabo's camp or Eric Backett's camp. He goes, Coach Backett's. Baseball's better camp. But he said, Dad, that's because I love baseball more.
He's told me that his favorite is baseball.
Yeah. So we're doing that. What's crazy is the kid goes out there. I mean, it is hot, right? I'm sweating my butt off out there watching, right? And he gets home. He's like, hey, Dad, can we go do this? I was like, man, you're not tired? You're not exhausted? Like, this is exhausting. But anyway, he's got that energy through all that. I mean, man, they go in the batting cages, and then they play home run derby, and then they work on their outfield defense, work on the infield defense, the base running. Yesterday, they slip and slide as far as learning how to slide. And so it's going to be great. Another great day. But my point is, I was out there around a bunch of coaches and support staff, and I always, you know, me, I got to get one in. Hey, tell me about this player. Tell me about this freshman. Hadn't seen him yet. What about this? Which of the freshmen are going to redshirt? Who do you think's got a chance to play? What's the situation? This is his position. The player development stuff. Who's having a good summer league? Who's hung around here? Who's you know? So I just pounded that. We'll talk some Clemson baseball.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah. I know. One has told me, and I've got a suspicion about three or four other people that are bigger Clemson baseball fans than football or basketball. Like, if we've talked about this before on the show, if you have a choice of all that. And there's a part of me that kind of feels that way, except for the enormity of football.
Yeah.
Like, if football had 5,000 people and baseball had 5,000 people, I'd be the bigger baseball guy. But the football's an event, and it's an all-day, and it's a tailgate, and it's a – only seven at home in the year, you know, so it's more of an event.
If you talk to me in the middle of October, I'm going to tell you that football's my favorite. If you talk to me in the middle of December, it's going to be basketball. The
really?
Same thing goes with baseball.
Yeah.
It just depends. And then usually by the end of each season, I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Well,
next.
When the seasons are going great,
right.
You never want them to end.
We have, over the last couple years, it was the Syracuse loss and the Louisville loss the last 2 years. Me and Jason Priester with Clemson Insider, both days we went to the fall baseball scrimmage the next day. We call it a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, let's look ahead.
Yeah, I like it. I like
let's
it. What
ahead.
A good strategy. Yeah.
And it helped.
That Louisville game was depressing. The Syracuse game, like, I gave Louisville credit. It was like, man, Isaac Brown's a great player. And this,
oh, yeah.
And you give the staff credit. And that was kind of like you tripped up and all. The Syracuse game, I've seen Clemson get beat worse. I'm not sure I saw a worse team beat Clemson, and especially beat them in the way they beat them. But more than that, it was the rain delay that went with it. And to the point, so if you add in – you know, at that point in time, you go to 1-3, all right? But if you add in the game, the opponent, and then the delay, because that was 2 hours of just sitting there. And then when you came back in, everybody left.
Yes.
So there's no energy in place at all. And I said on that Monday on the show, that was the most it's one of the few times I could say it. Man, maybe the only time I could ever say it. I was miserable. It was a miserable experience.
Horrible vibes.
They come out and they score, fly right down the field, 7 plays, 75 yards. Onside kick it, 11 plays, kick the field goal. It's 3 minutes ago in the first quarter. You ain't touched it yet, and you're down 10-0. And then, you know, you think you fight back. Now you're down 24-7. Then you get these weather delays. and you're sitting there and people are miserable and complaining about everything, and then you know you're not, you don't have the firepower to come back, and it's like, I'm gonna sit around, we're still gonna get beat, and there's no energy in the place at all. And it's like, man, it was just miserable. It's the only time, and I say this time, like, this is a hobby, okay? So I'm not gonna be miserable with any of my hobbies. And I want to win. I don't have to win every game. I want to win. I want to have a good time, whatever. And even if some loss, I'm like, yeah, it's all right. It was a good day. You know, I had a good fun. So, this wasn't fun.
Mm-mm.
It was just absolutely miserable. Is a great word to put it.
That was the least amount of fun I've ever had.
Yeah.
At a Clemson sporting event,
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Which you can't control the weather, sure, but can control the intensity and energy you have. And there was zero.
None. There's none.
Zero.
There's none.
Anyway, baseball the next day was very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Watch Danny Nelson shove.
You know what? He's going to be a player, I feel like. I was told they changed his arm slot late in the year.
Interesting.
And it worked. I don't know if that's the case, but anyway, it's been weird here that last football season was so anticipated. And then by end of September, you're 1-3. You're like, man, I want this to be over. And then baseball season was so anticipated that you got off to a good start. And then you just want to be over by the end of the year. Like, that's an awful emotion to have. For a hobby. Like, deer hunting people don't want deer season to be over.
No.
Or winter to come so you can't fish anymore. Like that, you know, golf. The golfers don't want, man, I wish the season would hurt me get over. So
I've never said, man, I can't wait till March Madness ends.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, all right, let's take our first break. We'll come back. We'll talk Clemson baseball with Ashley Mixon in segment two, and your turn right after this.
Want to stay up to date with everything the Roar has to offer? Follow us on social media at The Roar FM so you never miss a live show or event. The Roar, where the upstate sounds off.
Double Dog Video, an incredible company. John is the guy that we dealt with and with the video. Photography of it, with the writing of the copy of it, with the editing of it, and how we rolled it out on our television stuff. It was amazing. And man, to see the equipment and to see how the expertise comes together and the angles and how that works out, really is cool to see. We love Double Dog. We love our experience with them. We got some great products out of them. If we didn't, we could give her the video back and he'd give us some money back, but no one has ever done that. So the Double Dog Dare works. It is an insurance policy that, in case you need it, you'd be the first, but in case you need it, you do. So go to DoubleDogVideo.com, check that out, and then check out all the companies that are using them and see if we can find a way to accentuate your company, whatever video you need, see if we can accentuate that rather than burying it and let it be a strength. And also don't pay the high prices of some of these other major firms when you got Double Dog right here in the upstate of South Carolina. We're easy to have it. We're easy, glad to have it. Easy to find. Easy to work with. It's DoubleDogVideo.com.
The MLB lives here.
That ball is gone.
Country, and he's in this. He showed me these houses, and it's obviously like elite part of the world. And I texted back to him, hey, if those people did any high end home renovations, I know Trail Taylor Homes can do it for them. but he's showing me like these professional team owners that have this places and they're touring this place, and it's like, wow. But I said, hey, Matt Ruth, if those guys need any kind of renovations or if they need to build a home right beside that, then Trail Taylor Homes can do it. This leadership team is amazing. What Keith and Matt have come up with Trail Taylor Homes. You know, you know Trail. You know the name. You know the commitment they've got to on time and on budget and better building experience and relationships and collaboration and bringing you in as the owner of all this stuff. Well, they're doing that with Taylor Made Homes as well. And with building or remodeling, so the high end homes, if you need help, you're looking for that perfect builder, the one that's gonna make it a great experience for you. It's on time and on budget. It's Trail Tailored Homes. Check them out at Trail TREHEL.com at 800-319-7006. Segment two with Miss Ashby Mixon.
Mickey, two players that got drafted in the first 10 rounds did not sign.
Yeah,
one was a high school kid. It's going to LSU. One is Aiden Kanaan.
Yeah.
This is a massive, massive deal for Clemson baseball. And in general, to be honest with you, for college baseball as a whole, to have somebody with you know, his history, his pedigree, opt to come back for a fourth year. This is a big deal.
All right. Here's where we talked a little bit about it, and I talked more about it yesterday. With some folks there. I think it's a huge deal. I'm gonna give you a little story here.
Please.
When Alvin Harper was with the Dallas Cowboys, Michael Irvin was one wide receiver, one Alvin Harper's wide receiver two. I forgot who wide receiver three was or whatever, but when Alvin Harper took the deal to go to the Washington Redskins at the time, he wanted to be wide receiver one. And he wasn't wide receiver one, and it weakened the Cowboys at wide receiver two because three had to be two and four had to be three and all this. The point is, and say Horace Grant. Horace Grant was not going to be Orlando Magic one. It was, you know, he was three with the Bulls with Jordan and Pippen, but now it's got to be Steve Kerr or Bill Cartwright or Luke Longley. I don't know. So anyway, you move up, move down. Look, no one thought, there's not anybody listening this morning that says, man, you can pay $600,000 or $800,000 to a guy who went 2-6 with a 5.81 ERA. No one wants that version of Canuck back.
No.
But from a talent standpoint, they're not going to go out and get any better pitcher at that price. I mean, when relievers in the SEC are getting $200,000 pitching 18 innings a year, it's a hard market. But with that said, you say, all right, and maybe he's not the Friday night guy anymore. Maybe that's not who he ever was who tried to force him in that role. But if he's a Saturday guy, then the guy that was not a Saturday guy could just be the Sunday guy. If he's a Sunday guy, the guy that has to be the Sunday guy now, he can just be the midweek guy. The midweek guy that's supposed to be the bullpen guy now go to the bullpen, whatever it might be. Maybe he might be a bullpen guy. I don't know. But the point through all that is that depth and whatever point you are in a trough, it makes it better because if you were a three that had to be a two, but now he slides in at two, now you're a much better three or midweek or second midweek or long reliever. The point is, like, through the – having that experience back, that leadership, by the way, is supposed to be a great kid, and having that back. Hey, man, now you're just deeper, and everybody's role becomes better.
Completely agree. Okay. Let me All make right. my points here.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So I've been thinking about this a lot. A few things can be true at the same time.
All right.
Number one, it can be true that Aiden Canuck was not good last year. Was he awful? Was he horrendous? I don't think so. But was he really good? Was he what he was as a freshman? No, he wasn't. Is it also true that he has a ton of strengths and potential and is one of the most experienced pitchers in the ACC at this point? Yes. That's point A. Point B, going off of what you said, without him, without Canuck, you were looking at, let's look at these weekend starters. Probably some combination of Dane Moeller, Danny Nelson, Brendan Bennett, and one of the transfer guys, right? I like all those pitchers. I think two of them are going to be weekend starters. Who is your ace in that group? I don't think that one has emerged right now. And right. So to have a season with no set pitcher like that going into it, guys, this is a guy that has 300-plus strikeouts. Yeah. That's something seven guys have done in Clemson history. This is a big get. And if Clemson were to go get Aiden Canuck from the transfer portal, and Aiden Canuck was at North Carolina or something before,
yeah,
this would be a rejoicing situation. It can be true that he was bad last year and also that it is massive that he's staying.
Right.
Because he is – I really don't think with how competitive that guy is, he is going to be the same player this year.
Right.
Coming back.
On the staff standpoint, And again, roles are going to be defined. What's interesting, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, what's interesting is that when you talk to a head baseball coach the week before the season starts in February, and I've done this for 28 years. Bradley Leacroy was with us for probably 15 of those, and he was the just the assistant coach. But you talk to the coaching staff at baseball, and what they'll tell you in February is, this is our Friday night guy, this is our Saturday night guy, this is our Sunday guy, this is our midweek guy, this is our middle guy, and this is our closer. And about 1st of March, you'll say, hey, what's your rotation? Oh, well, we got a new Sunday guy. We got a Saturday guy. Yep. We'll move this guy up now. This guy's closing. We'll move this guy up. And then by April, it's somebody else. The point is, like, all these roles that you think the people are going to have, who knows? Who knows? I feel a little Socrates here when I say it, that the more experience I have, the more I realize what I don't know. Well, every year I get, oh, man, this guy's going to be the ace. And, it just doesn't happen sometimes. So with that said, in looking at it and in thinking about it, one thing I haven't really gotten into are the two transfer portal pitchers. The Bryant, one right and one left-handed, and how that works out. But I was asking about development stuff. There is some hope for Deion Brown to continue to develop.
I think he'd be the closer.
Yeah, he's got closing stuff, and he made the jump freshman to sophomore. Now he can make the sophomore to junior jump. That's kind of a factor, I feel like. Simpson and Harrison, I kind of clumped those guys together. They were true freshmen last year that were midweek guys. I feel like Harrison, I was told this yesterday, Harrison is so long that, like, his release point is so much closer to the plate that it gets on you faster. He's a big 6'5 kid. You might see a little bit of that. I asked yesterday about Moeller, and the thought there is that he will be ramped up, and he's weekend stuff guy, and it'll finally ramp him up. Nelson, who got better, Nelson's stuff was dynamic, but sorry, a little flat, and when it changed his arm slot, they got more movement, so they feel better about that. He ended the year better, as you can tell, and they had a great summer. I think Nelson might be a Friday night guy, and then Canuck coming back. One that I am crazy about is Bennett, who last year, from the left side, you got to have left-handed pieces there. McGovern's going to have a role. McGovern's not going to get through a lineup more than once. You know, he's not going to go more than twice through a lineup. So that's a middle guy, setup guy maybe. Maybe a midweek, throw a couple innings midweek. Anyway, but I was really encouraged yesterday to hear this. A guy that redshirted last year, because you got to have development pieces. Jake Morris is a 6'6", 230-pound left-hander that was coming off of Tommy John, that this summer in his very first outing, he was touching 95 and 96. And off of Tommy John, normally Tommy John, you ramp up. And then even at the peak is a pretty big drop-off, that he was at 94, 95 in his second, third innings.
Whew.
And they really like a 6'6", left-hander. They like that a lot. The potential now. Again, I don't know what the role is going to be like. The potential. The other one that I asked about, I was told yesterday, was Chase Kiker.
That's exactly who I was going to ask you about.
Yeah. I mean, they got other arms coming in. They've got five or six high school pitchers coming in. But the one, once Blake Bryant was drafted, which I knew he would be, but Chase Kiker out of Indian Trail, North Carolina, is somebody that could be in that role too. So if you think about it, if you've got Moeller, Nelson, Canuck, Harrison, Simpson, Brown, Kiker, Bennett, McGovern, and Morris, that's 10 arms that right now have some upside, and that's 10 arms you can see having some weekend roles.
So
hopefully, right? Hopefully.
Look, that's a billion years away. You got to get through the fall, make sure everybody's healthy, all the above there. But I went and made that same list yesterday, typing out all the pitchers that could be influential.
Yeah.
And I feel pretty solid about it, more solid with Canuck back. And this Kiker kid specifically, this is a kid that was like a top 100 type prospect. Like, I was looking at all these mock drafts a month ago, and he's somebody that they were saying second rounder at one point, and told him he wants to go to college and moved into Clemson. So, like, anytime you get that kind of talent, too, that's a two-way guy as well, it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
He throws hard, too. He's like 97, 98.
What's interesting is going into the fall, and now things can – they can battle and things can, who knows what works out. I would say that now defining roles, I'd be really surprised if Nelson, if Moeller and Canuck and Bennett aren't the three. Maybe Bennett, I don't know. Those will be three or four of the guys that will be in that contention for that weekend stuff. Mm-hmm. And those things change an awful lot. But again, by Canuck coming back, that takes pressure. It takes innings away from Harrison. It takes innings away from, say, Morris or Kiker or you know, who knows what innings Browns looks like. But the point is, like, well, that's good because that's an experienced guy. And so now their roles are – they're diminished, but a diminished role with a better player is what you're striving for.
Yeah, and with this 5-5 thing too. Like, it's not as stressful.
Yeah.
With the leverage and all that kind of stuff of returning to school because you got an extra year.
Here's what I would say about the Cadena kid, Cadena, if I'm saying it right, the Southern Cal kid's going to be the catcher.
Yep.
Gaffney's going to be the first baseman. Purify's going to be the second baseman. Sudbrook's going to be the third baseman. McClady's going to be an outfielder. Daly is going to be an outfielder. The kid from Davidson. There's only three spots out there that I don't know about at this point in time. I would say left field would be one. And that's where you could see Jackson Matthews maybe, a freshman. That's where you could, you know, you see, I don't know, Moore's in that list of the guys coming back. You know, maybe you get Bennett out there, the transfers, a couple, you know, more of those guys out there. I don't know what left field's going to look like. Shortstop, Lichtenberger, they think he's going to have a better year. They changed some stuff. He's having the approach got better later in the season. And I feel like that. If not, Encinelli's a really good defensive player. And if not, they've got two freshmen shortstops. I don't think Luis Hernandez or Ethan Offing are starting day one shortstops. But and maybe Hernandez is a third baseman. Maybe Hernandez is a first baseman. Maybe he's the DH. But he's another top 100 kid. And so maybe it's Luis Hernandez with a role in there somewhere. And then all that through that in the DH. But again, there's just there'll be some interesting fall battles to go on. But you just feel better. Purify coming back was, like, the best news maybe Eric Baxter has ever gotten in the offseason.
Yeah, if you told me a month ago that Aiden Canuck and Purify would be back.
Yeah, yeah.
I would
be that Gaffney,
shocked.
McClady, Purify, Canuck, Kiker, all those guys would not go in the draft and would go, come back. Yeah, you feel pretty good about that.
You feel a lot better than you would otherwise. I'll say that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And I'm interested in this freshman class because, again, Hernandez is a 6'5", 210-pound shortstop from Florida. Mm-hmm. This Jackson Matthews kid out of Davidson, North Carolina, is a 6'4", 215-pound corner outfielder. And the Offing kid from Dutch Fork, he's a twitchy guy. He's a 6'1", 200-pound shortstop, middle infielder kind of guy.
Just got drafted, too, don't forget.
Yeah, 18th round, he turned that down. But they're just bigger, stronger, more athletic, and there's roles now. There's chances for these guys. And then the portal guys, we talk about some of these guys coming back, but there's opportunities out there for these guys now. So we'll see. I would say I'd still like to have one more power arm and maybe one more elite bat.
Yeah.
But you're limited. Oh, I was told this yesterday that, like, Ole Miss is like $4 million roster. But LSU and A&M are like blank check. Go get whoever you want. And this is hard to compete against that. Hard. Anyway, I enjoyed the segment 2 baseball talk. I can just do baseball for the next 3 hours if you want to.
I was going to say, so you're not down to do basketball outside of the season, but we can do baseball in July is what you're talking about.
I don't know.
I'd be okay.
I'm not sure if basketball has air feathers in it. I don't know anything about basketball. But on a serious note, I'm looking forward to this Italian trip.
Oh, my goodness, me too. Isn't that so cool?
Yeah, yeah.
Happy especially for Quark. Over there.
I was talking to Quark off the air yesterday. And I told him what two people texted in yesterday. You missed this, but one was, in which I told him to, hey, and he was in Rome when I talked to him yesterday. I was like, hey, Quark, when in Rome? So, yeah, well, that's all I got to say when in Rome.
Yep.
And remember, Clark, wasn't built in a day.
Do you think that you were the only person to say that to Clark yesterday?
No. But the other one was somebody texted in. We were talking about the wine and the food and all this stuff. And someone texted him, hey, tell Quack when he's in Rome, man, don't forget there's a great restaurant there called the Olive Garden. Check it out.
Have you ever heard of unlimited bread?
Bottomless bowl.
Bottomless salad.
Yes.
They have that. I heard that they have that everywhere you go in Italy.
I would tell you this.
It's just a thing there.
I didn't know that.
No, it's not.
I'll tell you this. I thought you'd been serious. I don't drink a lot of wines and all, but my buddies who went there said, man, the wine's unbelievable. But of all the food and the food choices, you give me Italian every day the rest of my life, and I'm one happy paisan. I am, give me some good gabagool. Now give me some good lasagna. Give me some good stuffed shells. Give me some good ziti. Give me some lobster ravioli.
Mickey.
Oh, man.
You're making me hungry.
By far the best food in the world is in Italy. Not even close. I don't know what's second. Maybe American. But you're way behind that.
Mexican food's up there. Come on.
Mexican food's good. Not as good as Italian food. I had an unbelievable lasagna the night from a local restaurant.
Mm.
Let's go. Hey, we're past one. Let's take a short break. We'll come up. We'll open up phone lines. We do have three guests today, so if you need us in the next two segments, a chance to get in on the phone lines, much more to this.
Speed on the bases, power at the plate, gold glove defense across the diamond. The Stars of Atlanta are ready to take the field.
Michael Harris going to sprint back, and he somehow makes the catch Willie Mays style and goes into the wall.
For every pitch from March to October, we are your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. Right here on The Roar, the Upstate Sports Authority. 105.5 and 97.5. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Low prices, love the savings, love my great friends at Ingles. I did an Ingles video the other day. You hear that. And we got a compliment on it yesterday from the good folks at Ingles. It's very nice of them to do that. We love Ingles, love the tools for schools. You know, school starts back in Pickens County next week, so all the counties across the South and where Ingles serves, you can sign up for the tools for schools. Get on your Ingles Advantage card to your local schools. Over $17 million the last 20 years has been given to local schools by Ingles. And they love doing that, love helping out, love being a big part of the community. Hey, low prices, love the savings. We did 2-inch fillets the other night at the house. Oh, so good. We're doing chicken wings tonight at the house. I'll smoke chicken wings. We got those from Ingles as well. We love the bakery. My wife made tomato pie last night, which we got the shells from those good folks. And the fresh tomatoes over there. Go by and see them. Low prices, love the savings. Don't forget tools for schools with our great friends at Ingles.
From the locker room to your living room,
a lot of guys don't.
We've done millions of square feet in flooring, and it's just been an incredible company that I got to know. I got to know, and now they've kept it in the family, and I love the new family, love what they stand for, and their business model, how they do things. This is polysporadic. That's a word I don't use very often. Epoxy, I don't use very often. These are residential and commercial industrial flooring that you could be one of their 21,000 square feet projects. With 4 million square feet, 21,000 projects, and satisfied customers to no end. Do the Google review stuff. 5 stars everywhere. You'll see it. Tucker says, Kennel Floor Specialist, for 2 projects, and I couldn't be happier to work with anyone. So we love that. Texted, I wish I could get more than 5 stars. I love that. Great looking floor, super nice people to work with. Great service, excellent company. In fact, had 4 for 3 years now, highly recommend it. Just time and time again, 5 stars everywhere. So get in touch with them. Carolina Flooring Specialists. Call them today, 404-8158, 404-8158. Got a lot of interesting stuff to do. We start out, Scott in Greenville gets in with us. Listening from Bond Secure, the smoking hot wife had a heart cath and stents this morning. Thought I was going to lose her. Wanted to reach out to you, could use the prayers. Thanks for keeping me while she's back in procedure. So add that to the ones you're playing right now, and good Lord, please look after Scott's smoking hot wife and Scott and his family and doctors and nurses, and man, please keep us up to date with that, Scott. And whatever you need, we're here. We'll get you taken care of with food and all that. So, bring some food up to you and all. So we'll take care of that. Let me know, man. Let me know. Another end of the note, 4904 said, I got two rounds at Myrtle Beach this week, Prestwick and what should be my other, thinking True Blue. Yeah, if you're down in the southern part down that way, you know, the Caledonias and the True Blues and the Pollies, they got some great, great golf courses down there. But you'll love Prestwick. Prestwick got great finishing holes there, 9 and 18. That's good stuff. Texture said, in Italy last October, bread, pasta, food were great. I ate so much more there and never gained a pound. Now, I think that's an ingredients issue, and I don't know how that works or how you cook it or something, but I've heard that as well. On the baseball front, 67-19 on Adam Scurvy text line says, don't forget about Tate Reynolds. Well, Tate's not going to be playing baseball this spring. Don't think. And so that's maybe down the road, maybe. He's trying to battle for starting quarterbacks and all that. So maybe at some point in time. But I don't believe, and Ashley might correct me on that, but I don't believe that he's going to be a – Tate Reynolds isn't going to play football I know he's not playing in the fall. He's not going to play in the spring, is he? Do we know that?
Baseball?
Yeah, baseball. I mean baseball. He doesn't play football. Is he going to play baseball in the spring?
Maybe? I was going to say, if he's not playing football,
I'm behind.
I think TBD. I know in the past I hadn't flown. Yeah. So we'll see.
Texas asked, would Aiden make more money, sign a Major League Baseball contract, or stay at Clemson? I've been told that Clemson gave you more money than Major League Baseball would have. And the Brewers, and every organization, I talked about the Brewers and what they had to go over to get all that, but every organization has to do that. You get slot money, and then some, it's all negotiations on, hey, would you take this to be drafted by this one, take this to be drafted this round or whatever, and so you negotiate through all that. How motivated are you to go to school, stay in school, compared to how motivated you're here, so that's all leverage points to all that. And where Canuck, the leverage that he didn't give up for next year is the fifth year, so we'll see that deal.
Still a big bet on himself, yeah. But, you know, if he comes out and has a really good year, I think it makes sense. You know?
Yeah. So, with that said, I'm going to get to red. And then at 7:05 today, ding dong, the Wicked Witch is dead. After almost 2 weeks of waiting, we have a predicted order of finishing the ACC.
Come on.
The votes, I guess all of the votes have been tabulated. And so we're no longer held hostage. Now, we don't have all conference teams yet. They're still counting all that. That could take months to count in the preseason poll there.
Oh, Lord.
But Miami, the favorite. Clemson, fourth. We'll talk about that at 7:05. Pratt, injury lawyer, phone lines, 654-ROAR. Good morning, Red Martin. How you doing, friend?
What's going on, Mickey?
Well,
how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing happy belated birthday to you, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Many more.
The big 59.
I like it, buddy. I like it.
I was telling Ashby, I really appreciate y'all coming out this weekend, and I'm glad Ashby got to come out and experience it and see what we do. But it was real nice to see y'all out there. We really appreciate that.
Well, the first question I asked this morning was, how do you enjoy Sunday? And then the other one is, I encourage her to do it again because, and she's going to, I'm sure, but because really, she went back in the camps on that route. And so I think the next experience, first of all, now she'll go to your two central locations and kind of see, it's a whole different setup and a whole different type of clientele you're working with there. But the other thing is, because the meals are put together, one of my favorite things is you get to meet all these volunteers. And, you know, because of the great church that did it, you didn't get to do that on Sunday. So she's got to come back and meet all these great people, come over and put these meals together.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. That's always a win, right?
Yeah, a lot of fun. Good people everywhere you look.
Yeah.
So it was good, man. It was good. And it was – Red didn't have his shoes on at the end because somebody needed shoes. So always do that. Get the shoes off your feet.
Mr. Rhodes said the guy's toes were hanging over the edge.
Yeah, yeah.
They were. They were actually, each big toe was hanging out to each side of the shoe.
But he had them.
And he had them, but he said, do you have a pair of shoes? And so I gave them to her, and I said, honey, I need some shoes again.
Yeah.
She ran to the car and said, no, you don't. And she gave me these old ratted shoes that I had that I do work in that I just wear around.
Well, she's smart. She's smart. She's got you back, and she knew. She knew to carry those extras out there. And she
she
keep you straight. It's a great dynamic to the team too. It's always good to see her like we did on Sunday.
Yeah. Now I won't. I have to wear these shoes. She's left town. Now she won't buy me no shoes.
Well,
she only left me with enough money to eat on. I tell you.
Well, I'll tell you this. She's smart now that, you know, she's trying to deter you from giving away all the shoes all the time and keep your shoes every once in a while. But no, I know who you are. I know how it works that way. So it was a good time, man. It was a good time. We'll be back out.
I'm glad y'all came. I'm glad Drake enjoyed it.
Oh, he had a great
time. Now we got to get Meredith out.
She'll be over. Next time I'll send Drake and Meredith over. I'll keep Isla. Isla's still a little bit young to come out. So. But when she gets of age like Drake, we'll bring her too. So can't wait, man. It's gonna be awesome.
Okay.
All right, brother.
Well, y'all have a great day, Mickey.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you, brother.
All right, bud. I'll see you soon. It's a good friend, Red. My wife needs to see it. Everybody needs to see it. And just to, you know, being around good people. The two guys we're in the truck with is me and you and Drake and these two guys. Man, just great people.
Great guys.
Yeah. Great.
Such a heart for other people.
Yeah. Yeah. I did that yesterday. I had a couple things going on in my world, my life, and kind of had a little down tick and some down things going on. But then I figured out, all right, I know how to combat this. My mom taught me this. I had about I pray for 10 different groups of people every night. So I reached out to about 4 or 5 of them yesterday, going through cancers and chemos and going through all kinds of stuff. Their family's like, reach out to them, man. Like, turn your attention to somebody else. And it always gets better whenever you can do that. You take attention off of your problems, you put on someone else's, and it always helps. Hour number two, let's talk ACC Media Days right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville Anderson, WAHD-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar. Scrolling again? Well, you might as well follow us while you're at it. Find The Roar on X, Instagram, and TikTok at The Roar FM to get even more content from all your favorite hosts. The Roar, where every day is game day.
I love hearing the Harbin Lumber taped commercial here because it's from one of the Harbins and from the family, and you can just tell the sense of pride they have in this thing. Fourth generation family owned since 1917, And not just, I mean, those are blood Harbins. Everybody else is a family member there as well. So I know that's what Wes says, and that's what Randy and the good folks say there. Look, Harbin Lumber, full-service lumber yard, and you could tell that this is a company you want to be involved with, the pride they're taking. And I knew this from a concept standpoint, but once I became a client and a customer, it hit the home differently. We loved them in a renovation. I mean, it was on time, and it was on budget, and it was the best products and the best people to work with. They're easy to work with. We loved them. Check them out, Full Service Lumberyard, all the installed services. Get those cabinets, get those screened-in porches, those decks, get those garage doors. Do it. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053.
The games may end, but the opinions...